Would look good, Terry.
Would look good.
Good afternoon, Terry.
Good afternoon.
IT cake good man nakamik sakitit silaut tut pitchu tigilo inuit inusing in it Canada me hanuk tan ukau tau sima yung
tan na 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 ulo inunit ilusilaga nung hanu piusi gud na kayong mga amesyum matitako ato ni hatu utu tigilo it nehatyan ni illo hatyan ni sumatigud inutyan ni ang nyatulaga nung mo piyitera rautinno atuinnautittinnummullu ammulu sapputittintiarni kiinerliuunnatteerni elisartiarni inuusihattiarni piqqusilerini ammulu uqausilerinermut sangilivattia wasulluguttuuttaa ammulu suusillaat situngavut pivallianingin pilleri tilluta qanortjuumi aq pivallerunnerirmanga taakkua amisiutillugit attoonekallerimmata qanu inuusihattiareermangaata inuuhativu.
And Terry, ITK recently released a report on the social determinants of Inuit health in Canada. What was the purpose of the report?
Well, it was to assist not only health caregivers, but also legislatures, parliament, the government of Canada, the provincial governments, anyone responsible for the health aspect of Inuit. And we wanted to identify the many facets of how we can do this better in a more holistic manner. So we used within the environment of how Inuit health can be improved. So food security is one, housing is another, mental wellness, availability of health services, including the quality, the safety and security, income distribution and education, livelihoods, or culture and language, and the quality of early child development, and how if you look at that in a more holistic aspect and to try and prove each one of those, then you would go a long way in improving Inuit health.
Kina sakititisima yu tamat suminga?
Inuusilari yuvut tamani ITK kutamalu makko luttaat tausi nunavumi ngatilugu tausi asinga nunachevumi ngatilugu tanna luttaango yu ilan nunachevumi ngatilugu kiseni te oilinummi inuvialumi ngatilugu tauvani luttaango tilugu ammulu taakko ITK kut katimajirala giyangi inuusilari nummut Canada miuli maat ilautsutik tabba nuitsilauhti taakkuninga.
Who created the report?
It was a collaboration among our health department, and it was through the granting of funds from the National Collaborating Center on Aboriginal Health. And it was first submitted in its original form in 2007 to the World Health Organization. And this revised paper incorporates the current data available out there. And it was primarily through discussions with members of the Inuit Public Health Task Group, which is a subcommittee of our National Inuit Committee on Health. And it included doctors from Nunavut as well as the NWT.
Khanuk tamanna pigiasit tausima yung?
Nui chivallutu intukumaan nao yung khanuk tu yojirea mik nalunangin naatillugu khanuk ikayunyagaloa mga kisiani nalunanginituk. Taakkua inuusilerinummut pivalliarunna uttigiyaurunnartut amisuummata uttuutiqqaujika amisuutillugit atangillutikisianiummat nalernertuuvallia ugasutuinnerlertuguugaloa maannaaju kisiani khanuq pilleriuniarloormangaata nalernanginnaata maannaaju.
So how was it created?
It was created to try and bring about more awareness of how we feel Inuit health can be approached, and that it could be done in a more holistic manner, so that when you look at that outlook of all the aspects of the examples I had given earlier about how to go about improving our health, that it needs to be done with respect to ensuring that all the social determinants of the individual are taken into account. Like I said, the quality of early childhood development, the culture and language, livelihoods, income distribution, housing, personal safety and security, education, food security, availability of and quality of health services, the mental wellness, and the overall the environment, and how we can, as an organization, try and bring about more awareness to the political deciders, the ones that determine how much money goes into which sector, and how they can bring about more, I guess, of a holistic approach in respect to how we can improve overall health among Inuit. And it's still too early to say as to how this will be of benefit, but I'm hoping that the people that make the decisions actually take into account what it is that we have to offer.
Sunanik sakitit siguma visita man na pitu tigilugo.
Sakiguma javulitan inu hativut inu sihatianingani pivalianga hui tiluta. Amesu mubalatu in the Lotali, Tamani, Canada, Iloni, 60,000 Mukasalo Matatako inu lariujut, Hano, Pivalia, Narayam Manga, Tatan, inu sigiavut, Pulango, Narayam Manga, Amalotako inunut. Lusilarinumut, Pusivalero Nayo Mangatab, Puriatu Valoa, Ayoksangin of Sao Huluti, Hutsutigo, Inohatibu, Tema, Nichiru, Huguna Valoa.
What do you hope to achieve with those conclusions?
Well, we're hoping that the social determinants are taken into account in the overall scheme of how to bring about better Inuit health. The status of Inuit health as it stands right now among our population, getting close to 60,000 across Canada. Our social indicators right now are not very healthy. We're hoping that this would bring about more of an improvement in the status of our health, how we can bring about more confidence among our people with respect to how they can ensure that the quality of their early child development, their child's education, their livelihoods, and the food security with respect to how you can overall work towards improving it. It's going to take a lot of effort. We're hoping that what we've submitted as the social determinants, that it actually gives them somewhat of a better idea of how to approach it all.
Amma Luhanuk Pigasigia Havisi Pichutigilutamana Inuit Inusitsea Lugin.
Nuitilutakisiani to Samatitigin Naluta, Amalu Hanuk to Yuzare or Narayal Mangatako, Novamit Hatok to Pandouting in Taku Kina, Pandu Sama learning in Nidlu, Hanuk Pivalu Narayal Mangata, Dubba, Nuitiho Nagolo, Amalu to Samatitigin Nalutakisiani Lamish.
What has to be done to achieve a more holistic focus on Inuit health?
It's going to take collaboration. It's going to take our continued efforts in informing the people that decide and determine where budgets are allocated and how we can work towards achieving these goals. And the only way we can keep doing that is to keep informing them, keep speaking with them, and maintain the dialogue or increase the dialogue so that at the end of the day it's for the betterment of the individual Inuk and how we can improve the health status of that individual, which would translate into a healthier family and a healthier community.
Ammalu khanuk takuguma visita manna pichutigillugu inunnun.
Inu hativut ilaugunnagutik ammalu namminik kamattiangin nagasuatuagutiteima ammalu sapilit teilidjuumi khattallutit tukitaaguti khanu pivalliagunnagayor mangata pivalligunnagaloor mangata taakko inu hativut ilautsiammagillutik nipaitju teiligasuatallutit nipikattiangin nagutiteima ilautitsanummit pikhugunaualo.
What do you see as the main challenges currently facing Inuit people?
It's a number of areas. The ability to create an income, the ability to be self-reliant, education is a huge part of it, to finish your education, to improve your livelihood, food security, housing, mental wellness. Those are all aspects of what are the big challenges, and I feel that for all the residents of Inuit Nunangat that they participate at all levels, if they feel that they can add to the dialogue and to help with the improvement of the overall Inuit health, then they certainly welcome that and to try and be a part of the solution to ensure that at the end of the day the politicians and the deciders and the ones that allocate the budgets and determine what monies go where, that it's actually being directed into the right areas.
Hanuk piga soavisi kingungakun.
Tusaumatitilutakisen tun. Tusaumatitigasonum ammalo hanuk ilawunaya ngayong mga ata. Inuhativuk kisiyan ni government kut, government to hakkullu, takole mga atang lawit. Ilawuluti kisiyan ni umat. Tisaw matitsinong na kisiyan ni pigasongin na hatalang ayo.
So what's the next step in the process, Terry?
To continue the dialogue, to keep pressing not only our local people to participate, but to have the provincial, territorial, and federal governments to actively participate in the dialogue, to work towards improving the overall status of Inuit health, and to ensure that it's done in a more holistic manner, and that all aspects of what would help towards the status of Inuit health, that they actually look at all aspects that we've identified within the social determinants of Inuit health in Canada, and to continue that dialogue and to encourage, keep encouraging it.
Terry, uchagé lago mau vipivit sa kabutita matsumo mitsanut.
Takwa nunachev miulima tunaitu inakakam nakumnisuillo.
And Terry, do you have anything else to say on this topic?
Just a big hello to all the people in Nunachevut, and I thank you for having given me the opportunity to speak.
Ammalu Terry nakumigo ma vagi ullumi nilliuti kawakit ammalu ullumi ullukatsayanakutit. And Terry, I'd like to thank you for this information and have a nice day.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.